Welcome to Moving Through Midlife. I am your host, Courtney, a personal trainer and movement specialist who wants to help you move through midlife with more grace. Each week, we will discuss ways we can show up better for ourselves and our children without the burnout. We will focus on overall health through habit stacking to help increase energy, provide movement snacks to help you move more throughout the day while also moving your body more, and learn from professionals on moving through midlife with ease so that you can feel confident with aging gracefully. Grab your earbuds and join me on a leisurely walk while we discuss moving through midlife. We are in our final week of Why is My Body Changing and What Can I Do About It? And this is part three. So week one, we focused on fitness, exercise, things you can do. Part two, we focused on nutritional needs and what you need to focus on with that. And today I want to talk about more the mindset and what you can do or what we are up against in midlife with our mindset. Now, we know that there's a big body positivity movement going on, and that is a wonderful thing. I watch my daughter and just the different way that she expresses things and we speak about things is very encouraging to me to see that how they're feeling about different things with weight and sizes and all of that. It's a wonderful thing. But for us, for our generation, this midlife, these midlife years, there isn't a lot of that being shown to our age. So it can be very discouraging, especially as our body changes and we're starting to deal with the aging process. And unfortunately, the media is still talking about, rather than body positivity with us, it's like this anti-aging and pulling against it. And I want to share a statistic with you because I want you to know that it's not just you. 80%. I thought that was surprising. I knew it was a lot, but 80% of midlife women are unhappy with their body. And you're talking even the active women who are not happy with the changes of our body. Yet 100% of us will have body composition changes during this phase of life, with a 44% increase in body fat around the midsection, like I mentioned in part two. So we can rest assured that our body is going to change, whether we like it or not. We have things that we can do to help the process. And what I mentioned in part one and part two does not always mean that it's going to change anything with how your body looks. But the goal is instead to help you feel better, to help you be healthier. So think of, you know, the blood pressure, heart health, also with like balance, being able to have less likely to fall, less dealing with osteoporosis and osteopenia, things like that. That is what part one and part two are about. So now, knowing that no matter what, your body's going to change in some way, does not mean, I want you to make sure you understand, this does not mean it is a negative thing. I think when we think about changing, like our body changing, we think of it negatively. And it doesn't mean it needs to be negatively. It's just different. It's changing. It's different. But if you look at yourself and everything that you've gone through in life, I'm sure you can say that you've changed tremendously and you're not the same person that you were. I'm going to encourage you to take this time to go within. And instead of worrying about what you want to look like, start to focus on how do you want to feel. And you may need to take a few minutes to just look at yourself in the mirror to assess where you are. Not judgment. We're not looking at ourselves for judgment. We're looking at ourselves to make sure that we are present in the here and now, looking at ourselves, because so many of us are rushing around and not paying attention to ourselves. So look at yourself in the mirror And just sit with yourself and know that inside you are a good, good person. And what you're looking at is a beautiful, beautiful soul. So I'm asking you, how do you want to feel? I want you to come up with two or three words that you find that you want to feel for yourself moving forward. And then also you could ask yourself, how do you want to show up for others? And now that you have those things, now you're going to say, for me to feel that way, what do I need to do? And this doesn't mean you need to do anything specific like, you know, health or exercise or anything like that. But what is it going to take for you to feel those things? So maybe you think, I just want to feel happy. Okay. Well, what would a happy person do? What are the things that a person who is happy would do? Probably live in the present more, be doing things, not ruminating on things. So how can you do that? How can you focus in on that one thing? And you may need to start with just one word. Actually, I'm going to have you just focus on one word right now, okay? So think about how you want to feel. Pick one of them, one word, whichever one resonates the most with you. And now you're going to say, based on that one word, what if I look out there and I see someone else living that life that I believe is blah, 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 happy? You know, I believe they're happy because this is what I see. What do you have to do? And this should not be about anything. This shouldn't be about the way you look. This shouldn't be about what you have. This should be everything about what you can do within to make this occur. I don't want you to think, okay, I want to be happy. And the way I'd be happy is if I had, you know, extra money or, you know, something that you can't have right now for whatever reason. Because what we have found, those people who are striving for something, so like the people that are trying to go for the New York Times bestseller, they've written a book, or the people who, you know, push till they hit the $1 million mark or the six-figure mark with their business. Once they get there, they don't feel like they thought they were supposed to feel. And then they're stuck with the next. What next? So the same thing is happening with anyone who is trying to change their body, right? If you're trying to change your body, you lose the weight. You do whatever you think is supposed to be that thing. And what happens? Nothing. Nothing happens. You feel the same. So we need to go to the source, the mindset. How do you want to feel? And we work on the feeling. And with the feeling comes change for health, not for a look, not for anything other than the feeling itself. And that's where you need to be. That's what you are shooting for. Not for any of these other 100 things that someone else might be saying that you need to be doing, or like society, what society is saying, or what the media is saying, or what any of them are saying. And it's important to take things down to more granular levels. So we always talk about all of these things that we want to do. And this goes in with episode 129, turning goals into achievable steps. Same type of thing. What you're going to do is focus on one thing. We've got to bring it down to the granular. Granular. We've got to bring it down to one. Work on the one. So if you're thinking about your mindset and you want to change something and you're disappointed with the way you appear right now, I want you to focus instead on what do you want to feel? And once you have that one word of how you want to feel, you're going to identify it. What will make you feel that way? But it has to be from within, remember. Don't make it something outside of yourself. What will help you to feel that way from within? And then work towards that. Once you begin to practice that feeling, things will start to change. And then the joy of it all is that it no longer matters. The mindset is now looking at things differently so that it no longer matters how your body is changing. You've now separated the two. You've separated an appearance from a feeling. And I think we get too caught up in that. We get too caught up in the way things appear. Like, this is social media, 100%. We look and we scroll and we think to ourselves, they appear to be a certain way, but we don't know how that person feels. And what we have found through research, not we, me, but society, is that for the most part, people tend to be more depressed and more anxious, which should be a clear indication to us that the two have nothing to do with one another. So that is your homework for this week, is to take a moment, look at yourself in the mirror, determine one word of how you want to feel and what you need to do to feel that way within. Then start practicing that. Let us know in our community, Moving Through Midlife, over on Facebook, what that word is that you want to feel. And if you need guidance or help on how to feel that or what you can do to start feeling that way, let us know. And as you start moving through that and you're practicing that feeling, everything else no longer matters. And that's the joy of all of this, is letting go of certain expectations, of outside opinions, and really looking at yourself from within and changing how you feel about yourself, your appearance, your mindset for a more positive life. And I do want to give you hope going forward. One thing that I have noticed now that I am in my late 40s, I have become where I don't care as much about these small, all these things. And I think that is part of this whole midlife journey, is now that we're at this point, we start to realize how quick it has gone. And I know I have heard that once you're over 50, like, life becomes more fun. And I think the reason why is we stop caring about all this other stuff, all these things that are happening outside of us that really have nothing to do with us at all. And we really start to focus in on what's most important, because we know that we're on that other side of the hill, so to speak. And now we know how fast it all went, and we're willing to enjoy the ride from here on out. So hopefully that has helped you in some way. Feel free to reach out to me. And if you're struggling with any of this, I definitely would love to hear from you so that I can help kind of get you on the right track to start to feel your best. Reach out to me at Courtney@formfitnaples.com or jump into any of my DMs or Facebook community. I'm happy to help you over there. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. Make sure to keep moving. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found something to take away to help you practice healthier habits, move more, or handle the midlife and aging with grace. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or leave us a review to help us reach more moms just like you. Head to movingthroughmidlife.com to join the free community or learn how you can move more and feel better in your daily life.